Hi, this is a dictation for Alan Smith. 9/28/2022 is the date of service. Date of birth 8/18/1961. Date of accident is 8/12/2022. Mr. Alan Smith has been suffering from severe pain in his lower back, the left shoulder, right knee, right ankle, to the tune of 10 and all of these pains are related to an automobile accident. In this accident on 8/12/2022, patient was a driver and he was T-bone on the driver's side. The damage was to the front end fender and axle broke and the car was total. The impact caused him to slung forward and then to the headrest, chest to the steering wheel, left shoulder injured and lower back pain started. Was seen at the Oakwood Hospital in Dearborn overnight, where CT scan of the cervical spine and head was done and pain medication was provided. And the patient has been seen at Michigan Head and Spine Institute for some physical therapy and medications, as well as disabilities. For another previous accident that occurred to the patient in September of 2021. That case is still pending. And he was not having any treatment at the time of this current accident, dated 8/12/2022. And in the previous accident, he had a accident. He was a right-sided rear seat passenger in a lift car, was rear-ended, and that IME was done and treatment was almost completed on that issue. The patient has had MRIs of the lumbar spine before and after this accident, and we'll be trying to obtain them. Patient report that his right great toe is very numb and tingling. Pain level is from 8 to 10 and ADLs are affected 9 as follows. The patient reports that general activity mode, walking ability and work are affected 10. Sleep and enjoyment of life is affected 10 and pain relief overall is almost 50% based on the various treatment protocols. In the system review, patient reports no headaches or dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, no double vision, no confusion or disorientation. However, the patient is suffering from depression, loss of memory, chronic fatigue and tiredness, tension, difficulty sleeping. For 3 to 4 hours only, and the weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that she's suffering from stiffness of the left shoulder and the neck and lower back, as well as pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back. Occasionally, he has some pain in the right hip area and right knee and right ankle. Moderate difficulty walking is reported. Some pain in the right ankle and foot is also reported. But now he is saying that he does have a pain in the left knee also, to the tune of 7. And he does have a cane and a neck brace, back brace, tense unit, and the knee brace is provided for further help. In the GI, there is no nausea. In the GI, there is nausea and constipation and incontinence of the bowel. Denies any vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problems, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, so can see painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. No other additional issues are reported. The pain has worsened according to him, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is naproxen and Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, full compliance is reported by the patient. Physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 148/117. Pulse is 50, pulse ox is 98. And the rest of the exam will be same from previous visit, which is new patient visit on 8/31/2022, dictation number 0901-054. The plan is to copy and paste from the general review, the musculoskeletal examination, as well as the extremities examination. Please add that in the left knee examination, beside the right knee, there is mild tenderness in the medial and lateral collateral ligaments. Other than that, there is no swelling or any contusion, fracture, or laceration. And rest of the knee examination was completely normal, including the Steinman test was negative, and the anterior drawer, posterior drawer signs were negative. McMurray sign was negative. But there is a peripatellar pain and tenderness is present. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to provide an injection to the right knee and left knee intra-articular to make sure that the patient can walk well. And before the MRI is done, we hope that the pain will be resolved. And other than that, patient will continue all the medications which have been provided on the last visit. And will be seen in 30 days time. He is on Tramadol 100 milligrams twice a day and Naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, and Voltaren gel also. Physical therapy continues 3 times per week, and the patient is otherwise stable. Thank you. He has been advised to do chiropractor acupuncture as well.